If you'll bow your heads, Father, without you, we accomplish a lot of mush. But with you, we can truly change the world. So I ask that you would release grace to us right now, with ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to perceive what your Spirit is saying to us, in Jesus' name. I want to take you back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We didn't finish the other night. And we're going to start at 16, 17, and 18. Because we're still in the thankful business. It says, be joyful always. Pray continually. Doesn't say part-time or when you get fed up or you don't feel right. Pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Verse 19 is very, very important. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Now, sometimes you may get a word that you may not understand. All the time, sometimes says. It won't be forever. But there are times you will get a word or a prophetic message and you won't understand it. But the scripture is giving you a direction. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Verse 21 is your responsibility. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. So test everything is not something that's comfortable to do. I've seen people wreck their lives because of prophetic messages that were given from the wrong spirit. You say, well, how can that be? Well, why do you think it says to test the spirits? Because even Peter, who was all hepped up about the revelation that he got, stepped right into a trap. He says, I know that you are the Son of God. And the Lord confirms it. No one but the Father could have revealed this to you. But then out of Peter's mouth comes, wait a minute. You can't let this happen. And the Lord says, you don't know which spirit you are from. So you can have a revelation in one part of the sentence. And the second part of the sentence can be totally from your flesh or from a demonic presence. You say, well, how can I be sure? Testing the spirits is what this is all about. There are times when you get a word. And you may not comprehend it. You may not understand it. So you put it on file. How many of you have a spiritual filing cabinet? Put your hand up if you have one. Thank you. Why? Because you need one. How are you going to know if somebody confirms something to you if you didn't write it down? You know, oh, well, I don't really care. Well, you know what? God's going to have the same attitude you have. He's going to give you the same brush off that you give him. You set the example. You set the pattern. If you just are happy with a go-lucky, doesn't matter, I don't care. Well, how do you expect God to look at your lifestyle and him act completely different when you're giving him a wrong example? I've seen people say, oh, I haven't got any money, and they never put any seed into the spiritual ground that the Lord shows them. Say, oh, here he goes about money. Well, money's part of your life. How many of you lived last week without the use of money or a financial situation? Put your hand right up if you have never touched anything about money for the past 7 days.
Never used a charge card. Never paid a check. Never paid a bill. Well, it's almost impossible, isn't it? And if you've never had that, it's because somebody else is doing it for you.
Thank you. All right?
But the bottom line is, sometimes we put God last. And I've been there. So you say, oh, well, I don't need to put a seed in the ground. God will do it for me. Uh-uh. Test the spirits. Check it out. He says, according to what you give out, I will give to you. Amen? Now, if you say, well, wait a minute, I give my 10%, but I need a great big bonus. Well, he might press you to give a bonus to him. And that might be 2 pennies, like the woman at the coffer, you know, just coming in with 2 pennies. That's all she had. 2 pennies can be more than the guy who has lots and lots and gives a lot. Test the spirits. Test everything. Hold it or hold on to the good and avoid every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, and if verse 23 isn't underlined, you should have it. May the God of peace sanctify you through and through. So who is going to sanctify you? Who? Huh? Yeah. Some people are trying to sanctify themselves. They're doing it as a works program. And boy, I'll tell you, they're pushing and shoving and letting everybody know how holy they are. They pray 3 hours every day and you only get 10 minutes in. And they are holy in their own eyes. They're making themselves very holy. And I'm not accusing you for praying for 3 hours. I am just giving you, it's the God of peace that will sanctify you through and through, not you. And I've got loads of religious people that I've known for years that are on the road of self-sanctification. My God, did it get quiet in here. Close your eyes for a moment. Say, Holy Spirit, would you show me one person in my life that is on the road of self-sanctification? And how proud they are, how holy they are. My wife and I, this is close to 30 years ago, had one lady that was in our lives, and we've known her for many, many years. She didn't have any children. Her and her husband both worked for many, many years. They did not live in this area for a long time, but when the uncle got sick, my aunt needed help, so they moved back to this area. He passed away, and she continued with two of her family members. They stayed together, the three of them. And she continued to do what she did throughout her whole life. The next level came when her sister passed away and her brother passed away within a year. And like you said, they were pretty holy in their own eyes. Okay? So about 4 years later, she had a need of a surgical procedure that was done. The doctors did a good job. And after the surgery, we brought her home because she really didn't have anyone else to take care of her. She lived in her home by herself, the house where she was brought up. And she said to my wife, would you be able to maybe come and clean all my special collections that I have? She was a collector of very high quality glassware.
That's what my aunt collected.
Your aunt collected. very, very expensive dishes and fancy this and fancy that and hand-carved and hand-blown and you name it. It was the top drawer of every item. So my wife says, well, because her dad, my father-in-law, was not well, she says, I really would love to, Auntie, but, you know, my hands are tied. I really can't come and clean your house. I'd have to have somebody come in and clean mine. So we at first began to kind of give her some names of those that we would know she could trust to come in and do the cleaning. Listen carefully to her response. And I'm not blaming this woman now, don't get me wrong. Her comment was, Irene, you are the only one that will ever touch my quality items because I don't trust anybody else to touch them. 48 hours from that moment, we got a phone call from a lady across the street and said, would you please come over? And I had the key to her house and I went in and she had died in the bathroom. What am I telling you? Did she test her words?
She sure did.
Did God have a different plan than she?
He sure did.
What am I saying to you? Listen to God's word. Who's going to sanctify me? Him. Who's going to make me holy? Him. Who's going to make me whole? By his spirit. He's going to do it. He's going to do it in my spirit. He's going to do it in my soul. My mind, my will, my emotions. He's going to transform me. He will. He's going to heal my body. He will. Now look at your neighbor. Look him in the eye. Say, you can retire today. Early retirement.
Early retirement
from trying to sanctify yourself.
I've
got Jesus on the job.
He's
going to sanctify me
by his spirit
through and through.
My spirit,
my soul,
my body
is going to be made holy
by him.
I can just celebrate today without wavering. He's on the job. He's doing an awesome work. It's exciting. And I'm not interested in what the world has to say about me. I'm not interested in what you think about me. I'm interested and what God's word says, that I am. And he's sanctifying me. He's not going to quit when it's half done. He's not going to pull me out of the oven half cooked. So let your fire come. Holy Spirit, let your fire come. Burn the chaff. Keep the good stuff. And keep healing me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got it. You know, you're clapping for yourself because you just retired. You're clapping because you're off the job. You don't have to work and scrub yourself clean and take 3 baths every morning because you made a mess yesterday. Amen?
Amen. Trying to run all week and last night I helped the
we tried, and we just lied to us so much, but we got him in place to stay for the night. I found a place to move in on Monday. And my old cousins were like, you know, too much. I just kept praying. We didn't hear anything from the Lord. Show us the mother. Show us how. And the place we were going exploded. It was going to explode, so we couldn't get to it. But we found a place to move in on.
Yes, Lord. He's sanctifying.
Me back.
How many have had a problem when you put God in the back seat?
You mean the trunk?
In the trunk. Some people push the trunk. I'm guilty.
No, I've been saying I can handle it.
I can handle it, but you really can't. He can do this job all by himself. He needs us to cooperate.
Yeah, I said, I can't do this. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Anyone else?
And then little Tina came over Friday, and she's been with us. And the first thing last night when I got in bed with her, she said, can I go to church with you? I said, oh, yes, you know you're welcome anytime.
So that's her name, little Tina?
Yes, I remembered her right away when I saw her face. It's a beautiful girl.
She's got a beautiful face.
Yeah.
And they're having issues, and mommy's finally getting an apartment.
Good.
So she's pretty excited. I just told her that when she wants, I'll pick her up on Sunday, but she can come to the church.
And it's all Crystal's fault.
Oh, yes,
it's all. We watched a movie last night, and it was a Christian movie for children. She was so impressed by it when she got to bed. She went to a church now.
Thank you for sharing that, Liv.
But her name is really Trinity.
Trinity!
Yes.
We love it. How many of you would like to give a clap offering for Trinity? We have another beautiful young woman back there, Jackie. What's her name?
Oh, yes, I saw her.
Huh?
Genesee.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
She has a heart for this lady that I see her sitting next to.
Yeah.
And we know who to blame for Genesee, don't we? Yeah, Victor's fault. Come on, Victor.
Yeah, it's Victor's fault. That Genesee's little girl is belonging to Victor.
God has done something special today. Amen?
Amen.
Two little girls.
Yeah, two beautiful little girls. Jackie? Could you also introduce your daughter to us, please?
This is my daughter, Saray.
Saray was baptized.
Yes.
She's the one that jumped in the water. Would you give a clap offering to this girl? Saray, would you tell us what happened that night? Because we never got to hear about you and why you decided to jump in that water.
Jumped.
Was it mom's fault? Tell us what happened when you decided to come into the water. Come on. We need to hear. You know why we need to hear?
Why?
Because it's going to build somebody else. Stepping out of the water and then coming into the water. Now you're stepping on a different kind of water, aren't you, girl?
Yeah.
Yes. Tell us. Tell us what happened when you decided to walk into that water.
I don't know. I felt like after everything.
stress with my husband being gone and my son passing away. It was just another opportunity to open myself up to God. And ever since then, I feel a little better than that day before the baptism.
Yeah, would you lift your hands towards her? Say, Father.
Father.
We bless this beautiful woman.
We bless this beautiful woman.
We bless her heart.
We bless her heart.
We bless her family.
We bless her family.
Especially her husband.
Especially her husband.
And we ask for grace.
We ask for grace.
And mercy.
And mercy.
And favor.
And favor.
So she'll come again.
So she'll come again.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sweetheart. Yeah, I know. It's all Jackie's fault.
And Victor.
Yeah, Victor too. Anyone else? Linda, lift your hands to him. Say, Father,
Father,
let this anointing come home with me.
Come home with me.
So that when I touch,
those that are hurting or depressed,
in the week ahead,
ahead.
You're going to do them the healing.
You're
going to sanctify them.
You're
going to bring them to life.
Because
you know how to do it.
I'm retired.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Share some hugs with each other.
Announcement.
Yeah.
This Saturday, December 1st, is the ladies' cookie party.